Up next, Grinding for Days, a brand new show where we discuss gaming, movies, music, pop culture, and more. And now, your hosts, Kieran and Kyle.
Hello, welcome to Grinding for Days. I'm Kieran.
I'm Kyle.
How's it going, Kyle?
It's going quite well.
It's been a couple of weeks. I think this is our second show of the new year.
For sure,
2017.
We were lacking a bit of content last week, so we didn't do our show. And it was cold.
Yeah, it was freezing, so Kyle opted not to.
I'm a milksop.
He's a milksop. Yeah, no, it was brutal out there, but it's warmed up a bit now. We got some Chinook action happening in Calgary.
Those Chinooks. Definitely. So this week, we're going to be discussing XCOM 2, Long War 2, and that's an expansion, isn't it?
That's a mod.
Or is that a mod?
Yeah.
It's only free. For PC then, right? It wasn't developed by the creators.
Was made by, I can't remember what they're called now. They used to be called Long War Studios, or maybe they are called Long War Studios.
Oh. And
they were called.
They just make expansions
because they did the Long War mod for the first XCOM.
Yeah, you showed me that. It has it had an extra class, right? It had, you could alter a ton of things about the game, like the properties of the game, right?
Yeah there was a lot of it made the game a lot longer and a lot harder.
Yeah, some of them it looked like would have made it easier.
You hear what I said? It made the game longer and harder.
Oh my god, was that a fucking sexual euphemism? You
my pervert. Got it. So yeah,
I, your mind in the gutter. Earlier we had a discussion about how porn is a innovator in the tech industry.
It is,
and I read that the other day, and it makes sense with the VR thing. It's a, you know, it's really pushing that. They're the first ones to seriously, you know.
I remember being because I'm old,
and you said the Betamax and VHS thing. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they say that porn. Tilted the odds, and that's why VHS beat Beta back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Because Betamax was technically a better machine with a better picture and better sound.
Yeah.
But VHS.
I lived with a guy who had a Betamax.
We had a Betamax back in the 90s in my old house.
And it was just a bigger VHS tape, right?
Well, the tape was actually smaller.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the Beta tapes were actually smaller.
But the machine was bigger, I think, than a VCR, wasn't it?
I remember when video stores had a Beta section and a VHS section.
Wow.
And yeah.
And it kind of went though, like, do you remember those HD DVDs?
Yeah.
Yeah, those went the way of the fucking buffalo.
They went the way of the dodo.
Is the Blu-rays. Way of the buffalo a saying people say, or is it?
I think you're just making that up.
Because buffaloes aren't extinct, are they?
There's still buffalo.
Yeah, we have them here. We have buffalo farms here in Calgary, outside of town.
Kyle's favorite song is Great White Buffalo by Ted Nugent.
No, but I do like Genocide by Thin Lizzy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who don't take kindly to the killing of a buffalo. Of the buffalo, sorry. Fuck that up.
So, yeah, XCOM 2, I haven't tried it yet. I installed it this morning. I saw it had been released, so I went on the old Steam Workshop and put it on. It was about
a big steamer.
Big Cleveland steamer on my chest. And I watched, what's his name? Total Biscuit did a video that was about 38 minutes.
Yeah. Did you see they made an expansion? This is off topic. Did you see they made an expansion for Age of Empires recently? For Age of Empires 2.
Which is an older game, right?
Somebody just made an expansion for that. I think it was an official one.
Wow. Well, people still provide new content for old games.
Yeah, but people love Age of Empires 2. I have a lot of friends who LAN that.
Oh, really?
They all play it all the time, yeah. They always want me to get Steam and play with them. I think my computer, my not-so-great laptop could actually run it, so.
I think my brother-in-law plays Age of Empires. I'm going to give him a little plug. He's on Twitch. Under the name Mushroom Jack.
Is he a booby streamer?
Huh? A booby streamer?
Yeah, that's...
Is that like those girls that show their boobs on...
Twerk when they get a kill streak. I think I talked about them.
Yeah, I think we talked about that last time.
They twerk when they get a kill cam.
I don't see the problem with that. I know
Twitch doesn't want it to turn into a webcam girl thing.
Well, there's lots of sites for that. There's Chatterbait and...
Let's plug all of them right
now. Let's list them all off.
Favorites?
There's grannyfanny.com.
Yeah, there's probably hundreds. But
Yeah, there's a lot. No. Like, there's enough websites where girls can go
get. I just thought that was cool. They released an expansion for a.
That is cool. You know, I was listening to another podcast recently, and they were talking about
how. You listen to podcasts?
I listen to a ton of podcasts.
Yeah.
They were talking about how.
I don't listen to nearly as many as you. I only listen to the. Sometimes the Joe Rogan one.
He's pretty good.
Depends what guests are on.
Yeah. I'll listen to the Nerdist if there's a good guest. Like, last week I listened to. Mark Hamill was on. Mm-hmm. He has a new show on YouTube. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like Mark Hamill's Pop Culture Quest or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And he go like, I just watched the first episode, and he went to the head office of DC Comics, and he was like going through the archives and digging up all kinds of they cool shit.
Access. They're like, Mark, you voiced the Joker.
Yeah, and he had Jim Lee there, and Jim Lee drew him a Joker, and he goes, I'll draw you this Joker. Lee. He's like one of the artists.
Oh, all right.
He's been doing comics for years. So he drew a Joker for Mark Hamill, but then he said, you have to record my voicemail as the Joker.
Insulting Trump.
Yeah, well, Mark Hamill's been doing a great job doing those Trump tweets lately, talking about him, reading out the Trump tweets in the Joker voice. And then yesterday I saw that...
That's what he does. He reads the...
He reads Trump's tweets out in the tweets. In the Joker's voice.
He does a great Joker. He's
my favorite Joker.
He does it in Arkham...
In the games. I've been playing Arkham Asylum again, too.
Nice.
Yeah, such a great game.
The first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
And you know who else has been doing it is Maurice LaMarche and what's the other guy's name? They do Pinky and the Brain. And they've been doing... No, that's a lady.
she did Tommy.
She did one of the Powerpuff Girls, and she was in The Devil's Rejects, and she was also in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
What's she look like?
She's really pretty. I mean, she's a little older now, but she still looks good. She's about 60. She was in that movie 31 that Rob Zombie did.
Oh, I didn't see that.
She was
many Rob Zombie.
She was in The Devil's Rejects. She was in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
Back in the day, and she was also in Better Off Dead, one of my favorite 80s comedies.
Better Off Dead.
Yeah, with John Cusack.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
I like Cusack
though. Yeah, that was a good movie. But where was I? I've digressed again.
Jeez.
Oh yeah, I was talking about Pinky and the Brain. Yeah. They're doing the Trump tweets now.
Oh,
and the Pinky and the Brain voice is like, "What are we gonna do tonight, Brain?" And you know,
man, I saw some thing today. I think Vice News posted it, but it was Trump. It was just a compilation of Trump talking about computers and technology, and it just
I have the best computers.
It's just very obvious he's a dinosaur in that respect. He doesn't really know much about technology. There's a lot of hacking. There's a lot of computers. There's just hacking.
He knows how to. He knows how to do.
The funniest quote though, dude, was some of these guys. They're 400 pounds. They're sitting on a bed.
Like that guy from South Park.
That's immediately what I thought of. These guys, they're 400 pounds, and you know what? Some of these guys, they got an IQ of 200, and they don't wake up in the morning. That's what he said.
Well, I'm sure there are guys like that out there.
They're IQ of 200 and they don't wake up in the morning. That's all you need to be a hacker.
I think the stigma...
Do hackers operate at night? I don't know. I don't know any hackers.
Oh, well, he's probably afraid Anonymous is going to come after him, which they probably will once he's... Yeah. I mean, tomorrow is... We're recording this the day before the inauguration.
Oh, is that what's going on
tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow is Trump sworn into office. So,
there'll be a big cyber attack from Anonymous.
Maybe.
They're going to, if we talk about them too much, they'll attack our
automatic. Not if we speak to them about them in glowing terms.
Leave our podcast alone,
you please, Anonymous. Well, we're not douchebags going around fucking people over either. So,
no, I don't really like Anonymous, though.
Really? Don't say that. They're going to hurt us.
Nah.
They're going to hack, they're going to get in my Steam account.
Yeah, I don't know. They seem pretty skilled at what they do, but I don't know if they're all that, if it's coming from a place of righteousness like they think or not, right? Like, it's hard to tell what their political views actually are. Obviously, they're kind of like left-wing, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they're pretty far to the left. I consider myself to be like what they call left of center.
You're a commie.
I'm a commie pinko. I'm an enemy of freedom, and the commie pinkos, the freedom haters. I'm not. A lot of Americans have said that we're a communist country here in Canada, and I don't think that's the case.
No.
Just because we have healthcare, like,
Yeah, and it's some of the longest wait times on Earth for healthcare here. So
yeah,
keep that in mind.
That's true. But we're not a political podcast. So yeah, XCOM 2. I'm gonna probably talk a little bit more in depth about it when I've played a bit more, because I haven't even touched it yet.
You don't know a damn thing about it.
I know a little bit. Like, there's new classes. There's some new missions. There's some new aliens. It's a much longer game.
The first one was all balanced, right?
Huh?
Like Long War.
Oh yeah, Long War was great.
Yeah, it wasn't all janky and.
No, it was great. And in this new one, you can have multiple squads deployed at once.
Oh, nice.
So, and you can have up to 12 soldiers on multiple a mission.
Multiple squads, eh? That would change the whole game.
Yeah, you can have a lot more soldiers.
Cool.
And you can send them on infiltration missions and stuff. Like I said, I don't know much about it. So.
Yeah, yeah. But no, it's more content for a great game.
Yeah, XCOM 2 was on a lot of people's game of the year list. I think it was like number three for me last time we did our top 10.
Yeah, I was high up there.
I'm surprised I didn't get the shit beat out of me for putting The Division on my list, but because a lot of people put that on their worst game. But again, I am going to restate that I think The Division got a bit of a bad rap.
Yeah, my friend says... it's got one of the most realized and best looking cities in any game.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. The city's really amazing, nice. Eh? Yeah.
Yeah. But the NPCs are, they all have hoods on. Like,
there's not a lot of variety in the enemies. But it's still a fun game. I'll have to reboot it. I like Tom Clancy games overall. Splinter Cell and Rainbow Six and all that.
Did you ever read any of his novels?
I read the Rainbow Six novel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it like though?
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
Rainbow Six. And I played the game, like the first Rainbow Six game back in the, I have Rainbow Six Siege. I haven't played it in a while because then I got Overwatch.
And, I tried Siege. It seemed interesting.
It is.
A lot of strategy involved,
right? Yeah. Like,
one team has to bust in, right?
Yeah. And the other team has to stop them from busting in. And it's much more realistic. There's a lot of traps. You get shot once and you're down. And
you're dead. Yeah. More realistic than a Battlefield or a Overwatch, right?
Yeah. I mean, Overwatch is really cartoony.
It is cartoony, but like in Overwatch, are any of the enemies, like, do they have one-shot weapons? I guess they're snipers, isn't there? So they're probably...
There are certain characters that can bring other characters down in a shot under certain circumstances. I'm not going to go into it now.
Sweet spots and all that,
like headshots and and you can put
debuffs on it, like more damage.
And it depends on the character and the, like some characters are better up close. Some characters are like snipers. And there's
melee attacks, right?
There's melee attacks, and then there's
a major part of the
not really. No. One character, Reinhardt, is all melee. Well, he has a flame strike that he has like a big hammer with a rocket on it.
Oh wow!
And he can go boom and launch like a fire wave at people. But mainly, he just swings his hammer, and he has a big shield that the other characters can hide behind.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, well, we're going off topic again. Yeah, I'm so cool.
Dude, you're damn cool.
I try to be.
From what I've seen.
Sometimes too hard. So, yesterday I was showing Kyle, I got my hands on an NES Classic Edition.
Yeah. I need to try it out a little bit
earlier. Yeah, we played a little bit.
And that... Renegade.
Well, Rampage and Renegade. This is where I was going. They were not part of the... Because anyone's listening going, well, that's not on the... that's not on the... on the... Because it comes preloaded with 30 games, but there is a way to add more games to the NES Mini. And a lot of podcasts have talked about this. This is all over the internet. Yes. So this is not a secret.
No.
So I may or may not have added a few ROMs to my NES Classic Edition.
No.
I think this is a good thing. I think it turns it into what I'm terming an NES iPod. Like, you can load it up. Mm-hmm. I would like to see one with a bit more storage space. Now, there are people out there. I've mentioned my friend, RetroX Canada. He'll send, he sells RetroPies only in Canada that can hold like all kinds of emulators, not just NES, like NES, SNES, Sega Genesis, TurboGrafx, arcade, Atari, like, you know, whatever you want, Game Boy.
Wow.
Wowie. Wowie. That's our catchphrase of the day, thanks to Craig. But yeah, I'm really happy with the NES Mini. It was, I've played on emulators. I've played a fair amount of NES because I was a teenager when it came out, and I played it quite...
I wasn't, but like I said, my friend had one at his house, and we didn't even think of it as being like Super Nintendo had already come out, but he had a NES. So did my other friend, and we played all the time. We'd never even
thought of it.
We didn't think about what kind of game, like console, it was or anything. We were just like, this thing's fun. And we
had, well, when I was a kid, it was the same.
Ninja Turtles. What's that really good Ninja Turtles?
The arcade game one. The arcade game port. Yeah, so. That was great. Yeah. I had the first Ninja Turtles game that a lot of people say is shit.
Played, and I think he had Mega Man.
Oh yeah, Mega Man's great.
Yeah, you could get that on your.
Well, they have Mega Man 2 on the NES Mini.
Oh, like, it's
preloaded.
Yeah.
But there's like 7 Mega Man games on the NES, and then there was a bunch on the SNES.
Yeah.
And I think there's a couple on like the PlayStation, the Xbox, and like I think more recent. I'm not a huge Mega Man fan, but I played it back on the NES back in the day.
I was reading a thing the other day about the differences in platforming between Mario and Mega Man. And, Mega Man was more deliberate, hey? Like, it wasn't as... Like, if you think about how the character controls, Mega Man was like... You could only fire... Before they introduced, like, the blaster that you could charge, I think that was Mega Man.
I think that was... I'm not sure.
Yeah. But that changed, like, everything about the game. It made it a bit easier. Because before that, it was just like, pew, 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 you know, like... You just fire a stream of...
Yeah, the charge shot. Well, I was playing Mega Man X. Well, yeah, because every time you defeated one of the bosses...
But they were really different. It was
would
harder,
take their
right?
weapon.
Don't you think Mega Man was a lot harder?
Oh, yeah. Mega Man is one of the... It's really considered hard. One of the hardest games on the NES, like that. And I think Ninja Gaiden is the bane of a lot of people's existence. Mm-hmm. I watched a stream...
We should talk about the Ninja Gaiden... Well, that one, but also the one that was out for the original Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Ninja Gaiden Black and stuff. We'll talk about that in the future.
I had...
That was one of my favorites back then.
Nobody ever talks about the Ninja Gaiden arcade game, which was where it all started.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, there was an arcade game.
So that's before the NES game.
Yeah, and then they made the NES game, but it was... Though. No, it was way, way different.
Oh,
The cool thing about the arcade game is it had a button on top of the joystick. It had two buttons, and then it had a joystick, and then it had a little button on top of the joystick that we'd use to like jump up and hang off things. And
wow,
it was a really neat control scheme.
Cabinets would run you.
Oh, probably. I don't know. I've never owned an arcade cabinet, and if I did, I would just have like a MAME cabinet with a bunch of games in it.
People with them, but yeah, he has those.
My friend
has a Lord. Sorry, my friend first.
Sorry.
My friends are more important than yours.
Yeah, they probably are.
No, they're not.
You're younger than me.
Yeah, that makes them...
Youth is important.
Yes. Definitely. But no, Ross has a Lord of the Rings pinball machine.
Oh, nice.
And it's worth 10 grand, apparently.
I like the Sopranos pinball.
Like, should somebody asked to buy it. He was like, 10 grand or so will get you this. I was like, holy fuck.
Wow.
That's how much those are?
My friend I grew up with, who's no longer with us.
Nick, right?
Yeah, Nick. I talk about him sometimes.
Loved the guy.
Oh, I did. He was like a brother.
Through his memory.
He had some pinball machines in his basement back when we were kids. They were like really old, though. They were from the 50s.
Yeah.
And his dad had got them at some auction or something. Mm-hmm. So we would play those every once in a while. But yeah, pinball is one of those things that...
Every time we go to his house... Fire up all the pinball machines. Everybody's drinking beer.
It's been a while. It's been a while since I played pinball.
And I try and beat all his high scores, which is impossible.
I think the last one...
every high score on every machine, and they're very high scores. You can't beat.
Because he's an expert.
He is, yeah. He's a pinball expert. And it's so funny. He has a Photoshop picture of him. I thought it was real. Apparently, he said his wife Photoshopped it for his birthday. It's him and the King of Kong, Billy Rob...
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, and the referee thing, and then the other guy.
Yeah,
the long hair guy and like the guy in the striped.
That's a great movie.
But it's him there, and I was like, oh, he must have met those guys.
If they ever made a fictionalized like dramatic film of that, that guy has to be played by Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
I agree. What's his name? Billy.
Billy Robinson? No.
You know what? I'm going to look that up right now.
Yes, do it, buddy.
Because he kind of reminded me of like one of those all-American D-bags.
The long-haired guy?
Yeah.
All-American D-bags. With his,
like, he had the stars and stripe tie and he had the blonde trophy wife.
What did he... Hot sauce. Isn't that how he made his money?
Yeah, Billy Mitchell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what, did he have some kind of famous hot sauce or something?
Yeah, he had like some, yeah, he had like a hot sauce business. And, but he always had like, he had that mullet, that corporate mullet and that beard.
Corporate mullet.
And yeah, he totally did. And he would go around preaching about how he was such a success. I'm such a success because I go for it. And, I mean, mazel tov, but at the same time.
Like, mazel tov. What the fuck does that mean?
It means congratulations. I know
it's Hebrew. Does it mean congratulations?
Yeah, like okay. That's like a Jewish expression. I
never actually knew what it meant.
Like when you have like, oh, we're having a baby. Oh, mazel tov, you know?
Oh, I see. Okay. And there's that song, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. You know that one?
Yeah, where's that from?
Sopranos. That episode.
Oh, yeah. When they're at the wedding and all the people's cars get stolen.
Yeah, everybody at the wedding gets their.
We're going to be doing a Sopranos special in June because it's going to be the 10th anniversary of the finale. And we'll
even talk about the PS2 game, Rise.
Which I've never played. No, Road to Respect.
Adam has, Road to Respect.
Yeah.
I'll play it a bit before we do that.
Where you play as Big Pussy's illegitimate son.
Yeah.
From his guma.
That's pretty funny. I played the pinball machine. I played that. Is that it for Sopranos video games?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've covered the
and it was just basically a bad Grand Theft Auto.
Oh yeah, it was bad. Yeah. But he was playing it because as a fan, it's funny.
Well,
and it has the voice acting.
Yeah, it had all the cast doing the voice acting.
That's the only reason he played it. He wasn't playing it to have the time of his life.
Yeah, because back then, you could play GTA. What, probably San Andreas? No.
Yeah. 2000. That probably came out in like 2003. I'm guessing.
You know what? I'm going to do a quick Google search.
Hell yeah. That's what it's for.
Yeah, we got the computer right here where we're recording at, and that came out in 2006. Holy mackerel.
What did I say?
You said 2003.
Oh. Oh.
So in 2006. Yeah,
I remember seeing that at that Blockbuster and Rogers.
2006, we would have probably had.
That's like near the end of the show. That came out a year before the show was over?
The finale was 2007.
Yeah, but what the fuck? How did that game come out a year before the show ended? That's weird. Games that are based on existing intellectual properties like TV shows, they come out like early on to catch like that buzz. But maybe that show had as much buzz as it did when it started or more, right? Because I remember like...
It caught on pretty quick. Yeah.
Like the last episode was it was huge.
Because I didn't start watching until probably about season 3 or 4, and I started from the beginning.
I did when it was over.
I don't know if I should admit this, but I was getting the episodes off Kaza. Remember Kaza? Yeah,
full of viruses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got so many viruses off there, man. I destroyed a few computers.
That was the digital equivalent of a Portuguese whore. With all due respect to the Portuguese listeners.
Isn't it legal in Portugal, I think prostitution's legal.
Drugs I don't know. I've never been to
drugs
Portugal.
Drugs are decriminalized there.
Really?
You know that? Yeah. So maybe it's just soft drugs. But I think it worked really well for them.
Well, hopefully they're going to decriminalize them here.
Oh, we can only hope. Then we can get drugged out of our minds.
Yeah, we can get all drugged up and listen to Pink Floyd. But so, where were we with this?
I think we were
Road to Respect.
Starting on the Road to Respect. But yeah, no, the NES Mini is really a cool machine.
It's I really like it. Yeah,
fuck. It's way smaller than I even thought, man. It's like hand size.
It's like not much bigger than a cartridge for the old.
Wouldn't have to be though. With the, I mean, it's not.
Well, it's basically it's got a Linux system with an emulator in it, and it runs off ROMs.
Jeez.
Can
you text people with it?
No.
I'm just kidding.
It doesn't have any online capability.
No.
But that's okay. Sometimes you just want to play a little Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, by yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my buddy, like he's just, well, he played Witcher 3 before. That's my favorite game.
Mm-hmm.
He played it before. He's playing it again. He's going through it. I'm kind of doing a replay and our other friend's doing a replay. And he's like, what if it had multiplayer? Like,
oh, that'd be great.
Like, what if it had, like, what if it was an MMO? And I'm like, man, they made a focused, when it came out, I think it was really unique because it's just the most focused single player experience.
I would like to see a multiplayer game with that kind of combat because all the multiplayer games are shooters.
Yeah.
And the only one I'm aware of was the Batman one.
Dark Souls does, dude. The PvP and, like, invasions and stuff.
That's true.
Dark Souls has
Yeah, you can fight other players.
But no, it's that level.
I don't think...
Precision. Dude, it's that level of precision. Like, if you die against an enemy
Even you have to admit that The Witcher has way better combat than Dark Souls. Is that an accurate statement?
It's so different.
It's like apples and oranges?
There's no stamina in The Witcher. But there's...
True.
There's the toxicity gauge and the spells. Because you have to use spells in The Witcher, I think. Or not spells, You do have to use Glyphs? The Witcher abilities. No, I mean potions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You need potions.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everybody who plays it, I'm like, yeah, you need to make Swallow, that one that makes food heal you more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few potions you got to have on
Thunderbolt,
hand.
Swallow, White Honey is the one that, like, clears toxicity.
Yeah.
I love how if you're too toxic and you're talking to somebody, your face is, like, full of veins and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice touch.
But that precise combat, like The Witcher, Batman series, what was the Lord of the Rings game? Yeah, Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah.
I would like to see a game like that with multiplayer.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about how they would do that. It seems like they're far from being able to... Well, no, they're not, because I just said they did it in Dark Souls, so I guess they could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they definitely could. And that'll come. I feel like that's right around the corner, eh? It'll be something that'll be coming up soon.
I hope so, because I'd like to see it.
That's what that new, because Sony is like, we're about to announce something groundbreaking about the new God of War game.
Maybe it's gonna, well, didn't one of the God of Wars have multiplayer?
It did, yeah, but I think it's gonna be like what we just talked about.
Well, I hope so.
That's what I like. What else could it be?
That might make me buy a PS4.
I guess it's Norse mythology.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But is Kratos still?
Kratos is still there, yeah.
But he's going after like Odin and Loki and Thor.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like Kratos. He's a
big change. Kratos is cool, yeah.
He's pretty badass.
Did you ever watch videos of that voice actor, that black guy who voices him?
No.
Just doing the voice and stuff. Yeah, that guy's an intense voice actor for sure.
Yeah. And Kratos is an intense character.
Angry fellow. destroying Hercules, and now I always really liked those games. They were epic, like pieces.
Oh yeah,
you know the parts of the game where you were like a centimeter tall, and it would like the screen,
and you were climbing up like some big huge
feet back. Yeah, yeah, like that was cool. I think that's the first game to do that. Put you in that scale.
No, it's not.
It's not.
That had been done before. Off the top of my head.
Perspective,
like, yeah.
Much. Yeah.
Remember that Spider-Man arcade game did that, and that was like back in the early 90s. Right. Remember that game?
Yeah.
I remember there was like a boss fight.
XCOM invented environmental damage. Yeah, I don't really know what I'm talking about, so keep that in mind, people.
But you're entertaining. You're entertaining, which is why
we entertain you. So
yeah,
that's all that matters, and the one listener and my other friend. And he's in the military.
We're actually picking up on the listeners.
That's awesome. And, that's good to hear. Well, my friend Ryan likes the show. He probably listens to it on his army base. He's in the Air Force.
I want to give a shout out to Endoskull too, because he started listening to us.
Nice.
He's one of my Overwatch buddies.
I knew it.
He has a YouTube channel called Film Grit. I'm going to give him a little plug.
Did we watch a little of that last
time? I think we did. Yeah. And he, his videos are really well made. So, we'll give Endo a shout out if he's listening. It's
hard to making a good YouTube video.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I haven't made a YouTube video in a long time. My channel was Captain Trips 2017.
Yeah,
there is a Grinding for Days YouTube channel. Yeah,
yeah, we gotta start. Maybe next week we'll make a something for Grinding for Days content for
the. Yeah, maybe we should do like a Let's Play or something.
That'd be cool, man.
Yeah,
be totally down for that. But
so you have a new gaming addiction?
I do. Yeah, I love playing Hearthstone.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was free, and I didn't realize it was out for Android and
mobile devices. Yeah, because I played it on my phone.
No idea. And it takes almost no data. Eh? Like one game is 128 kilobytes.
Oh, wow.
To play with someone online. Yeah. And I think they made it like that. You know what I mean? So it would catch on.
So that people aren't eating up all their.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause like a lot of, what's that other one?
I heard Super Mario Run is like a big data hog.
Just kills it. It does eat the fuck out of your battery. I think every game does, though,
right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, playing games on a phone drains the battery way quicker.
Like, every second, there's like a part of your battery gone, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's pretty ridiculous like that. Even if you have, like, I have a battery management app that that shuts down unnecessary shit. It really helps with longevity for batteries.
I find my battery is pretty good on my phone. Like, yeah. I don't do a lot. Like,
I think I like, go on mine way too much. So
if I'm sitting in like a coffee shop or something, I'll go on Twitter or Facebook or something like that.
If you're at Starbucks having a caramel macchiato and you want to check the hockey game score.
Yeah, that's you. Because I'm such a huge hockey fan.
I just summed up your life. Mm-hmm. Starbucks and hockey.
I don't get caramel macchiatos very often.
You don't even go to Starbucks, do you?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a standout coffee shop.
But my favorite coffee shop is Phil and Sebastian's. I really like
Phil and Sebastian.
It's a real hipster joint. Phil and Sebastian's.
Is that only in Calgary?
Yeah, it's a Calgary place, but there's a few locations in town.
Yeah, I've tried Phil and Sebastian's. Really good. They, some places have their coffee too. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go there because there's one in the mall, and I'll drop Buddy off at he's in the bowling league at the mall, and I'll go over to Phil and Sebastian's Wowee. And grab Craig.
We call him Wowee.
Wowee. he gave us that phrase because he gets enamored of things, and he goes, Wowee.
Like when he was playing the NES earlier.
Yeah, we had him playing some Rampage.
He was earlier. Loving it, yeah. Even though he was only going right.
No, that's the first time I ever seen him play a game.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. I thought maybe you'd sit down another time, try it out. But I really want you to get Hearthstone because I think you'd be good at it. It's really easy to learn.
I'll get it. I have played it. Yeah.
Like, yeah. And you also thought it costed money.
I knew it was free and I know you can pay, but I thought in order to do well, you had to pay.
Maybe in tournaments. I don't know. But okay. So like, right now, they just released an expansion. The expansion costs to do these adventures, I think they're called. It's like $20 or something. And there's rare cards you can get and all that. But in my experience, I've never paid a dime. And I have a bunch of good legendary cards. Like they're not, you don't get them in every pack you get. You have to grind a bit. You get like 10 gold for every 3 games you win. And packs cost 100. So that's a lot of games.
Yeah.
But there's
quests. But you can buy gold with real money too,
I guess. You can, but I'm not going to do that, but there's quests. Like it'll be like,
I find Blizzard is pretty good.
Do damage with, it'll be like summon, 100 necro or not necromancer, warlock, cards or something like that. And it'll keep track of, you'll play a bunch of games and it'll keep track of how many you put into play throughout that time, and then you'll get a reward of coins, like 40 coins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it does shit like that. And like, since the expansion came out, it's like win 3 games with like either a druid, shaman, or rogue. So you go and do that, you get like 40 coins. Or it's like win 3 with like the paladin, warrior, or like, you know what I mean? Because there's 9 classes. They're all really different too. Mm-hmm. Like, which is really cool. They all play really different and they're all really fun.
I really love Blizzard because they only have like a few games.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm going to go off topic here because last weekend or a couple weekends ago, I was talking to my sister and her husband, and I game with my brother-in-law, Mushroom Jack. Yeah. Check him out on Twitch. And they were playing Diablo, right? And I haven't played Diablo in ages.
No, like Diablo
3. Diablo 3.
Yeah.
But they had, because I bought the game like back when it came out and I played through it. Like I played it a bunch then and I hadn't touched it really since.
Yeah.
But
saw they just released that Diablo 1.
Well, that's what we were playing,
playing that.
I bought the expansion because it was on sale for $10. So I was like, what the heck?
Oh, it's
buy
part
that.
Of the an expansion.
But what they did was they recreated a bunch of the original Diablo levels.
Like Tristram, right?
Yeah. And a bunch of the bosses and that.
Like in the
old and the graphics got all choppy.
Oh,
Like the original.
But not quite as
low. It was a little bit higher quality.
Yeah.
But it was the 20th anniversary.
Yes.
So yeah, we had a lot of fun playing that. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I remember when that came out. That's really cool.
I had the first Diablo. I got it for Christmas that year. My mom gave it to me for Christmas.
Me and my friend were talking about how cool the manual was.
Mm-hmm.
That big book full of like tales and stuff of That king's corruption, Leora.
That's something that,
shit, man.
That's something that, like, back in the 80s and the 90s, and you would buy a game and it would come with, like, feelies, they called it, and it would come with, like, little objects. I remember the first one I saw was
feelies, eh?
That they called them feelies. I remember Ultima 4. Remember the Ultima series?
Yeah, yeah.
And we were playing Ultima 4, and my friend had bought it, Quest of the Avatar, and it came with, like, a big cloth map. It was a really nice map.
Cool.
Of the world, and it came with, like, a little ankh, because that was, like, the symbol, like, a little metal ankh, which was the symbol of the Avatar. Cool. And a lot of games would include stuff like that when you bought them. They would have
extras.
Yeah, like,
I think, like, that's special editions now. Hey, special edition.
Yeah, which you pay like $150 for. I
never bought a single one in my life.
I bought one.
Which one?
I bought DC Universe Online special edition, which came with that Batman that's over there on my table.
Okay.
That's decent. And the game itself, I didn't really like.
Wasn't great.
Yeah, that was the game that got me to buy the PS3, but the game itself didn't turn out very well.
It's free now, I hear.
Yeah, it is. You can get it on Steam.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think it's free on console too.
Like probably. Network. Probably.
Yeah.
But as far as MMOs, if I'm going to play an MMO, I'm probably going to go back to World of Warcraft because that's like the best one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're shutting down Asheron's Call.
People like that Guild Wars shit too.
I've actually played quite a bit of Guild Wars too.
Yeah. Is that a lot different than WoW?
It doesn't have a subscription fee.
Oh,
which is good. Yeah, because you got to pay like $15 a month or something to play.
15?
Yeah.
Damn.
Guild Wars 2 doesn't have a subscription fee, but you can buy like...
microtransactions.
Yeah, you can buy like gems.
That's like part of the course these days.
But they don't really gouge you. Like some games really gouge you.
Yeah.
Like you can still do pretty well in Guild Wars without actually buying anything extra. Mm-hmm. I know people in Overwatch that have spent like hundreds of dollars on loot boxes.
Oh my god.
And
isn't there some Chinese New Year shit going on right now?
Well, they do. Overwatch? No, there's not. But they had a Christmas event.
No, there's a Chinese New Year one and like there's all these skins.
No, there's not.
What the fuck? I just read that yesterday.
Maybe it's going to come out.
Yeah. I think it is.
Yeah. But right now it's back to vanilla old Overwatch. But the Christmas event was really good. All the levels had like snow and Christmas lights and decorations and stuff on them. And they had a bunch of skins like Santa Torbjorn, and they had like different skins. But it doesn't really affect how you play. No, it's all cosmetic, right?
Yeah.
So like, because every time you level up, you get a loot box.
Yeah.
And so I just let myself level up. It's funny that people
I play Battlefield with. You know, a lot of them.
Well, it's like the battle packs.
We're joking around. Yeah, the battle packs. We're like, oh, good. I got another skin. You know, like, I wish it was weapons. I wish it was. But then the same people are like, yeah, I got this fucking skin. And it's like, you said.
But we already paid enough for Battlefield 1. Like, that's an expensive game.
Yeah, true.
And I'm probably going to end up buying the DLC. Paying
money for skins.
Yeah. And people, and you can, right?
Yeah. I got a couple. Vehicle skins. I think I talked about that last week.
All right, let's still move on here.
No, not yet.
No, you want to talk about skins some more?
Favorite skins from past and present? Well, some of my favorite skins here, Kieran, were the ones in Arkham City. They had the Dark Knight Returns.
They had the Adam West.
70s Batman.
Yeah, I like the 70s Batman.
That's what I always used, was the 70s one with the blue cape.
They had Batman Beyond.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really cool how they put all that in there. And they had multiple Catwoman.
And Arkham Knight.
Dark Knight Returns Catwoman, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Arkham Knight had an Adam West skin.
Nightwing in the expansion, I think.
Nightwing was in the DLC for Arkham City. Yeah. And he's a cool character. I like him.
I never got the expansion, so I never got
to. Oh, I did. Because I have like the Game of the Year edition on Steam.
Oh, cool.
I originally bought it on Xbox 360, but then well, what happened was I got Arkham Knight, and I actually got that free with my video card. I got Witcher 3 and Arkham Knight. But then Arkham Knight ended up being kind of what's the word I'm looking for? A fiasco.
Yeah.
On PC. A shit show, I guess.
Yeah.
And so in order to...
this is a fiasco.
But you know what? They ended up fixing it, and it ended up being a real good game.
Mm-hmm.
And And then for those of us who didn't get refunds, they gave us all the other Batman games for free.
Skins.
No, they gave us all the games for free. So we got Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, Arkham Origins.
Skin Lord.
And then not just skins, just like full games.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
Arkham Origins is really underrated game. A lot of people didn't like it because it wasn't like done by the same studio that made the other ones.
Yeah. Huh.
But it was a pretty good game.
Winky.
But anyways, let's move on because we were going to talk about the big console that's coming up in March.
Yeah, the Nintendo Switch.
That's right.
I didn't realize Switch. It was coming out so soon, but yeah.
March 3rd, I think it's coming out.
And I think, I don't know what it's got besides those two trailers we watched for launch.
There's not a lot of launch games, but that is...
Those two look awesome, though.
You know, you got to keep in mind that when the N64 came out, there were only two games.
Banjo-Kazooie?
No. There was Super Mario 64 and Pilot Wings.
Remember that game?
You know what? Maybe by the 64 was Shadows of the Empire.
Oh, okay.
That Star Wars game.
Do you remember that game where it was really popular. You destroyed stuff. You were like part of like a demolition.
Oh, and you had that bulldozer.
And all kinds.
And you had like the runaway nuke and you had to like clear stuff from out of the way. Yeah. What the hell was that game called? That was a
really popular game.
Yeah.
My friend always played that.
I played that one too. It was pretty fun. I can't remember the name of it though.
No, it's lost to time. I don't think they'd ever do a remake of that though.
Probably no. Maybe on like a
downloadable.
That might be like a mobile game or something on Steam that you get for $3.
Yeah, just there's not enough to it for them. It was all fun, right? It was all great gameplay, but like now there just wasn't. And it had good graphics for like it made the most out of through its art design of the kind of shitty N64.
N64 had really crappy really graphics. Yeah,
really bad. They looked like mud, man.
Yeah,
but I don't have any. Like I've said before, I don't have nostalgia towards the N64 because I never had one and I just played it at my friend's.
Somebody did an HD upgrade of GoldenEye
recently.
I saw it on YouTube.
It's pretty
cool. And there have been other, like they did the re-release of GoldenEye for Xbox 360, I think it was. And it was they put Daniel Craig instead of Pierce Brosnan.
Mm-hmm. Somebody rendered Shadow Moses from Metal Gear Solid 1. With the Unreal Engine.
Oh, nice.
And it was just like a video of them, you know, cruising through it and showing you everything.
Metal Gear Solid 1. So I could play that now, though.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. I'll lend it to you.
I had the original Metal Gear.
You
should
try the Twin Snakes. I could lend you. Well, you have I have your Wii. You gave it to me.
Yeah.
That's what I played the Twin Snakes on.
The only one I have right now is 5.
Twin Snakes is a Silicon Knights remake of Metal Gear Solid 1 with like, they updated everything. It has graphics. It has PS2 graphics.
So
it's Metal Gear Solid 1 with PS2 graphics.
Because I'm not a huge Metal Gear fan, but I've played quite a few of them. I know you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are these, my friends I was telling you about earlier. They're huge fans. Like, they can't wait for that Death Stranding thing.
I don't know much about that. That's the new Kojima
we'll talk
game.
About that next week.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Nobody really knows.
Is that a horror game?
No, it's like... Somebody did a really in-depth analysis of the trailer and like all these themes that are present and stuff. Cause Hideo Kojima is known for, you know, his themes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody told me Metal Gear Solid 5 is the main characters. Like the guy, the medic that becomes Venom Snake is named Ahab from Moby Dick.
And okay.
The story parallels Moby Dick and Metal Gear Solid 2. Apparently, his team is supposed to be Raiden, and he's supposed to be Snake showing them, like, what to do, or something like that.
Okay.
Like, really, like, totally off-base, like, analogies and or allegories and all that, you know?
Nice.
Really cool. I didn't know.
But what's that coming out for?
It's got to be PS4.
Yeah, is it coming out for PC?
I would think so. Well, 5's out for PC.
Because I'm a part of the PC Master Race.
Are you part of that group?
No, I'm not.
That's a group.
I'm a PC gamer now.
It's like, yeah, we don't like subscribing every month. That's like what every post.
I still have an Xbox Gold subscription, though, that I pay for because...
I have to get another couple months of PS Plus here for $60 pretty soon. If I had a PC, that wouldn't be a fucking problem.
That wouldn't be a fucking problem.
But, you know, but no, those two trailers we watched, the Zelda one looks awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Really cool. Really, really fucking sweet. It's obviously cel-shaded, and it's got a really sprawling world, it looks like. It looks like you can go anywhere you see, like The Witcher, anywhere in the distance you can see through the draw distance you can go to.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it's got wildlife, it's got all kinds of...
Well, you know, with any Nintendo system, you're going to get a Zelda game, you're going to get a Mario game, and you're going to get like a Metroid game. Like they have their main
franchises. I guess they confirmed Skyrim Remaster is coming
out. Yeah, Skyrim is coming out. Wow, I've played Skyrim
all
on PS3.
A lot of people are playing that remaster.
But the remaster one's on Steam and it's very popular.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's $50. That's a game.
I couldn't Canadian. Ever justify playing that after playing The Witcher 3.
No, Witcher's like, million times yeah, better. I like The Witcher way better than Skyrim.
Yeah.
And as far as the Bethesda
games, out, it was amazing though. 2011, Skyrim, that was the year, Skyrim came out the same year as Arkham City.
Yeah.
Arkham City was the best game of 2011.
Arkham City is one of my favorite games of all time. 2011,
it was just the shit.
Yeah. It's still the shit.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
But if I'm going to play a Bethesda game, I'm probably going to play Fallout. Like,
yeah.
I like Fallout better.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just for the, I like the whole post-apocalyptic. Like there's a really good RPG, Wasteland 2 on PC.
Yeah. Isn't that supposed to be spiritual successor?
Well, the original Wasteland
guys who worked for Black.
Yeah. The original Wasteland came out in like the '80s.
Oh, okay.
And then some of the guys that made that went on to create Fallout back in like the...
Before Fallout.
Yeah, like way before, like 10 years before.
Oh, wow.
And because like Wasteland was out on like...
Does it have similarities to Fallout's world?
Yeah. It's like post-apocalyptic mutants and radiation. Sure. And Fallout, I didn't discover the original Fallout games until, like the first one I bought was Fallout 3.
I wish I still had my gaming mags from back then, because I had ads for Fallout.
So nice.
I remember, yeah.
I wish I knew about Fallout. There's only so many games you can play.
Post-apocalyptic RPG or whatever. Yeah, and it just, like... It had the guy in the power armor, and I was like, what is this?
And I really like RPGs, you know, like, I used to RPG back in the 80s. Who wants to RPG? It's like the fucking chick track there. Who's ready to RPG, Darkest Dungeon? Is
that what they're saying, that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's ready to get down?
But I go back to the pen and paper days, you know, like the early 80s, I used to play D&D, and, but I always like an RPG that gets away from that whole sword and sorcery kind of genre.
Yeah.
Like, I had, Yeah, yeah, exactly. I had a James Bond one I had back in the day. There was and the other one I had was Marvel Super. You could be, but most people would make like
a guy that's
a secret agent of their own. Yeah.
What is he part of again?
MI6.
MI6.
Yeah. And you could play as James Bond, or you could play as
Jaws.
Jaws was in the game. I had the Goldfinger module too. It was hard to find people to play with back then, because I used to play D&D, and I think I've talked about this before, but then some of the guys I played with, their parents were like crazy Christians.
Oh.
And they were like, those games are satanic, and they made them stop playing.
That James Bond game you're playing is satanic.
Well, that was the alternative, because we were playing D&D, and they were like, that's witchcraft, you can't play. And I was like, well, why don't we play the James Bond or the Marvel Superheroes one?
Don't use your imagination.
Yeah. And they all went on to play sports. So
damn sports.
So if you guys are listening, fuck you guys. Now
you went on to play Hialeah. What's that?
Hialeah. Yeah,
you were a Hialeah world champion.
I was not. I went on to. I stopped playing pen and paper RPGs, and I started playing them on computers.
Did you ever
and consoles.
Play Hialeah?
No, seriously? I've never played the sport.
With the like little scoop.
It's kind of like lacrosse, I think.
Yeah. The scoop, and I think the balls.
It's pretty big down in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in the movie Black Mass, that movie with Whitey Bulger.
Oh, yeah. I saw that movie.
Yeah. They were extorting the Hialeah, like, world committee or whatever, and they ended up whacking the guy for threatening to go to the cops when they were sifting money or something.
Don't threaten mobsters with going to the cops. If you take anything away from this podcast,
high mogul.
Well, anything, anything with mobsters. I used to deal with mobsters in my old job.
Not tell the mobsters.
I used to work in a casino, and there'd be a ton of mobsters.
Was little Nicky Santoro there?
There was like the equivalent, like the real life equivalents. Yeah, I didn't fuck with them.
Did they have pinky rings and
and the pinky ring and big Tony Soprano shirts, like those bowling shirts that Tony Soprano used to wear.
My
and,
dad gave me one of those stupid shirts. I'm not wearing that shit.
All right, what are we going to talk about next? We're running out of time here.
Mario, what was that called? Mario Odyssey, Super Mario Odyssey.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah. That was like, dude, I thought that was way cooler than the Zelda one even.
I'm sure there's a bad Mario game out there, but there's not many.
What about like Super Mario Sunshine?
You know, shitty? No, I think that was good. I never played that one, but I think it was good. The ones
Yoshi's Island was cool, right?
I think so. The ones that come to my top of my head was, do you remember the Philips CDI?
Not really.
That was the system. Back in the 90s, it was like a CD-based system, Philips? Like a CD-ROM. CDI. Yeah, Philips made it.
No.
And somehow they got the rights to make a Mario game and a Zelda game, and they were really horrible. They were, like, really, really bad.
They probably regretted that.
Yeah. Shigeru. And, like, Nintendo does not give its IPs out.
No,
free, at all. Like, yeah, well, they did. Very often. They have.
You know, they did with Silicon Knights to make, pretty sure Nintendo was involved in the, yeah, the Twin Snakes. Like, they were part of the, like, production with Silicon Knights.
But that's not a Nintendo property. Like,
Metal it's Gear. Not, but they, like, that's why Solid Snake is in Smash Bros. Melee.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's that connection. Because they were involved.
In some of the characters that show up in Smash Brothers.
Yeah. There's some obscure people, too. Like, a lot of people didn't play Earthbound. And they've got, like, Ness in there.
Yeah. I've never played Earthbound. What was the Japanese name for Earthbound?
You haven't played it?
No.
I've never beat it, but I played it.
Mother, I think it was called in Japan. Mother 2
or something?
Mother 3.
Yeah. So there were games before that?
I'm not sure. I'm not up on the whole Earthbound.
No, it was called Mother something, though.
But I think the series in Japan was called Mother.
Yeah. Really cool game, though.
Like,
what I played of it back in the day. I remember it was for rental. I know that's one of the highest price
to get a boxed Earthbound I guess is pretty like that's like cartridge. A holy grail.
Yeah, he has a couple $100 cartridges.
Yeah,
and they're just cartridges. He doesn't have any boxes.
Recently I was reading that a Stadium Events sold for $30,000 on eBay recently.
Fuck, that's one of the most world championships for
is there a highlight video 3DO game
goes for I just made that up.
Well, Stadium Events was the game where you had the pad that you actually run on. Like, you had that pad that you plugged into your NES and you actually ran on it. Although most people would go down on their hands and knees. But it had, like, spots and you would run on it with your feet.
For Mario Paint, it came with a mouse that...
I remember that.
I used to.
And there was no way of saving your...
No, there wasn't.
Unless you, recorded it on a VHS tape or something.
Yeah, I played lots of Mario Paint. Like, that was my go-to game.
How about Color of Dinosaur?
No, I only had Mario Paint.
That was on the NES.
Yeah. I think my parents were like, oh, he's being creative.
He's such a creative young man.
You could, like, make music, shitty music with it and be like, bloop, 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 bloop. Like, you'd make, like, a loop. And then, like, you'd put, like, Goombas on, like, different lines, like
it was like a music staff.
Like, you do shit like that. And,
that's nuts. Thinking of it like now.
Yeah, I don't know. I just remembered. I fucking used to play that all the time. That was like so long ago, but
yeah, that was on SNES, right?
Yeah.
It was on SNES. So we're going back 25 years, probably.
Way back. but yeah, no, that Mario trailer, dude, I was so impressed by that. That was so cool.
It does look like it's going to be a good game.
On it, like, the stuff in the city and like, just like a Mario, like, fully open world game is insane, man.
Yeah.
In like a city setting, it's like other.
Well, I think that's just like where it starts.
That's what it looked like. But like, you can go, it looks like you can, there's a lot of freedom.
Yeah.
They're not going to constrain you to one part and like,
And the whole cool thing,
nutty shit. Like, he was hanging off buildings, and it looked like really, really well done. You know, like traversing a city, like in Watch Dogs, Assassin's Creed, Infamous, GTA, like traversing. They all have, you know, doing parkour on buildings, different ways of maneuvering around. But that looked really slick with that. You know,
Mario is, I think, one of the first video game parkour guys.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so. Well, back in those days, like, what was the first appearance of Mario? Donkey Kong, right?
Yeah.
And there was a lot of, but then you after just that,
just like him maneuvering around.
Well, you know, I remember being a kid and seeing Donkey Kong, and it's like, wow, the button is for jump and not for shoot.
Oh yes, you know, that would have been weird because like every,
and that was one of the first video games where you didn't shoot anybody, and you had to jump over the barrels and whatnot. I don't have a gun.
I don't like this game. There's no guns.
Oh, I love Donkey Kong though. I still love Donkey Kong to this day.
Oh, it's really fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
That's one of those old arcade games. Cabinet
Ross has.
Yeah, nice.
It's a ton of fun. I used to be so shit at it. Yeah, we watched the trailer for Attack on Titan Season 2.
Yes, that's coming out pretty soon.
Yeah, watching that made me forget how good the animation is in those in the TV series.
Yeah, really they are
good.
Great.
Really, really good. Like, really, like movie quality.
Yeah.
In a show. Like, they tone that down for a lot of TV shows.
That's quality.
But that looks...
That was great. Most noticeable in those Disney cartoons back in, like, they had the Disney Afternoon
totally.
And they would make, like, Aladdin and Jungle... Yeah. Like, what was the one with Baloo? Not Jungle Book, but Tailspin.
Yes, Tailspin.
Yeah. And, yeah, the animation was never as good as, like, the theatrical movies. And no, even, like, those direct-to-DVD sequels they did, like...
Yeah, you know, yeah, totally. It was
Bambi 2 down. And all that. Yeah, they're never as,
for sure,
as good-looking as...
All Dogs Go to Heaven 5.
Well, that wasn't Disney, though.
No, that was...
That was Don Bluth.
Yeah. Yeah. But like
he wants to make a Dragon's Lair movie. I hope he does. Shit. Yeah,
that'd be so fucking funny.
Yeah,
I hope it's funny. Awesome.
Yeah,
comes out.
Dragon's Lair is one of my favorite games.
Get Brendan Fraser with a fucking
no, it's not. It's gonna be animated.
Oh, okay. Thought it was gonna be live action. I'm just thinking of Brendan Fraser all hung over with a fucking the helmet on that the dude had. And
I don't think Brendan Fraser can get arrested in this town anymore, or any town. I think his career is gone.
Yeah, he's kind of
trained. It's kind of sad because I liked him.
Remember they had him on Much Music, like Much Live or MTV Live a few years ago, the Canadian.
Much Music?
Yeah, that's what we have here in Canada. And he was just nuts, man. Like, I think he was drunk or high or something, but he was just...
Or both.
Yeah, he was having a great time, but he was just, you could tell he was fucked up. And just people were, you know, they were going along with it. Yeah.
Strange.
Here comes a cat.
There's Ripley.
Pacow! It's making its entrance. We're nearing the end of our podcast.
She's making her little cameo.
But no, Attack on Titan is a great series.
I watched season one.
It's like horror mixed with
action.
Drama. A lot of different mashups of genres, and with many animes.
They didn't really give a lot away in the... No. It was more of a teaser, but...
I think there'll be some reveals of what's going on. Like, I've read the manga up to where it ends a little farther.
Okay.
I'm sure it's serialized, right? So I'm sure... That was like a year ago. It's probably gone way past that. I read it at the bookstore. I didn't buy any.
You cheap ass. I just read all of them. Well, they're hinting at good Titans. So yeah, is that a thing? That,
yeah. Yeah, no, it wasn't in the thing, except for Aaron.
He's the
only, you know.
But it looks like they got some Titans that are like on their side in the...
That's what I thought too.
In the...
One guy had knelt down, one monkey man with elastic...
That hairy guy there. Yeah.
Some dude with really Gumby style arms and hair all over him.
Yeah.
He was talking to that one dude. But...
I'll watch that as soon as I have access to it though. Like if it's on Netflix or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I watched season one. I watched it on Netflix. I'm waiting for
Better Call Saul season two to go on Netflix already.
Oh, I haven't even seen season one yet.
It's really good, dude. As a Bob Odenkirk fan.
I love Bob Odenkirk. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Mr. Show.
It's totally different than Breaking Bad. More of a comedy. More comedy going on there.
And I think I might have to do another read-through, like watch through
Mr. Show?
No, of Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm on season three, I think.
And I'm almost due to start...
His wife is such a
bitch. Oh, yeah, she's a fucking bitch. Skylar.
Yeah,
horrible. She's pretty, but...
Well, she gets... Did you notice, by the end of the show, she's had so much work done on her fucking face. She's got a lot of plastic surgery, man. Like, you know, she altered her appearance big time, I think, by season five.
Yeah, she kind of looked like Caitlyn Jenner.
She's a beautiful woman.
I'm talking about Caitlyn Jenner, people.
Okay. Okay, what are we going to... Oh, yeah, we wanted to finish up with a little talk about PlayStation
parties. That won't be long, but... any listeners out there, if you play online games with people you haven't talked to in years, and some you have, and obviously when you're online, everybody can see you're online, they can see what you're doing, and some people join your, you know, people just join up, right? That's all cool and stuff. You can have 8 people in a PSN chat party. On Battlefield 1 on console, I don't know if it's the same on PC, Karen, they have to be in your party for you to hear them. You know what I mean? It's not just public chat.
On the PC Battlefield 1, you can either be in a party or they have to be in your squad.
Actually, you know what? You're right.
If
you're
not in a party, people in your squad.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Because I play
solo. Nobody ever talks to each other like just in the squad, though.
Yeah. No, very rarely do people talk.
It's rare on console, too. But anyway, just different kinds of people join up, right? And I find some people definitely don't mix well with others when there's like 8 people screaming on the mic. Some are annoying other people. Like I know these guys and both of them join. They're pretty good guys, but they're just totally different types of people than the people I usually play with. And the one dude, my friend, just left the party with his other buddy. They were just like, yeah, I don't want to hear these guys. And fucking, it's funny. It's like, you know, cause they want to have a good time, right? They don't want to hear somebody. That annoys them.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes them,
oh, you should play Overwatch sometime.
Like, if
you
want to see salty people. These two guys that joined, they aren't the brightest. So, I don't know. I think...
Are they good players, at least?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, there is that.
That's good.
Yeah, but you're bound to have, like, with a huge game like Battlefield 1, I literally... Every time we play, we have, like, 6 people, man. It's just a huge game. So many people play.
And you can form a squad. Well, it's 32 people per side, right?
Yeah, it's huge.
Like, Overwatch is 6 people per side.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's 6-on-6.
Oh, it is. Yeah. That's why people freak out if people leave.
Oh, yeah.
Now that makes sense. Because you always told me, oh, it's a huge deal if someone leaves.
Yeah, it is.
Now I get it.
And competitive.
Yeah, I didn't know it was so few.
And there's also a lot of people
that bitch. The maps must be pretty small, right?
They're not that big. They're not like
they're probably like 1/5 the size of most Battlefield maps. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never actually looked at like how big they are, but
no.
Yeah, the maps aren't that big.
No. But yeah, anyway, you're bound to find some strange dynamics in your parties.
There's always a lot of people bitching in Battlefield about like the character you chose, or oh, you're playing that character. Yeah. You should be playing such and such.
I kind of regret adding this one dude because every time like I go into a chat with my one buddy and we're pretty good friends. We're talking about something, you know, that he definitely wouldn't be interested in or wouldn't really have an opinion on. And then he'll just join and be like, what up? And we're just like, oh, fuck. But we're not going to, you know, I'm not a dick, so I'm not going to.
No, I try not to be a dick either because there's so many trolls on the internet.
I like the guy, but just, you know.
You don't have to look very far on Facebook,
YouTube. This guy's a professional poker player.
Really?
The guy that's kind of obnoxious.
Oh god.
Yeah, he's a pro poker player, so.
For real? Does he actually make any money doing it?
Yeah, that's what he does for a living.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because he's been playing since he was 5 or something.
Professional gambler. He's the degenerate gambler.
Just a degenerate gambler. I asked him if he saw that Daniel Negreanu documentary. You know that guy? He's a Canadian.
Is he a
poker player? From Toronto. He's Romanian, I think, and he's one of the top poker players in the world.
Oh,
like,
wow.
He's like a legend.
Poker's an interesting game. I'm not into it myself, but...
That's one thing that Hearthstone doesn't have much of is bluffing.
Yeah.
Gwent has bluffing. Hearthstone...
Gwent is more similar to poker. Yeah.
The thing I love about Hearthstone 2, man, is it's completely different than Gwent. Hearthstone totally rips off Magic the Gathering, though.
Yeah, yeah, it's the Blizzard version of Magic the Gathering.
But even the universe and shit, like they've got, but that's all part of like Warcraft.
It's like World of Warcraft.
Yeah, Warcraft has all that too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the technological shit, and like there's guns in World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can get guns
because like I'm learning about WoW from playing Hearthstone. Pretty much, you know what I mean? Because it has like heroes from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And cards from that too, I think. So Is there a guy in WoW named Hogger?
Oh, I don't know my WoW. Yeah. I haven't played World of Warcraft.
Yeah, it's a legendary card I got.
It's been about 10 years.
He's a gnoll. You know gnolls?
Yeah.
Cat. Are
they cats like dog, or dogs? I think they're dog
yeah,
people.
Yeah, they're dogs.
Yeah.
And he's... Is that a class you can play in?
I don't think so. Unless maybe it's one of these things.
WoW, are there like orange skin people? Are they orcs?
Orcs are green, I believe.
What about like the purple people?
Like the purple people eaters?
Yeah, no, there's like guys that are as big as orcs, but they have purple skin and there's orange skin. Are they orcs too? Like, I'm confused here.
I don't know.
I don't know anything about WoW, so. Or Warcraft, because I never played Warcraft either.
You never played the old school Warcrafts?
No, they were good. Three or... Like, they expanded on those a ton, though, with WoW, right?
Yeah.
Like, they added...
And there's been how many expansions since that game came out?
A record number, for sure.
Like... World of Warcraft came out
in 2004. And they've got those stupid pandas, too, in the...
Oh, yeah, they're... Yeah. I quit before that expansion came out.
That seems lame to me.
Like, when
the pandas!
It's like Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
Pandaria. I guess we should wrap it up now. We're hitting our time, so, yeah.
We're hitting our target time.
We're hitting our target time for our demographics.
And your cat's taking over on the lap.
My cat's taking over. She's licking me.
Yeah, she loves you.
And yeah, so I guess we'll wrap up this episode. Yes. So until next week, I'm Kieran.
I'm Kyle.
And we'll see you next time on Grinding for Days.
Take it sleazy.
Or any way you can get it.